strategically, one of the important goals for us was to help make our programs more accessible to the community, to artists, and to students. And that translates into a variety of ways. That includes physical changes to our campus for accessibility, but also the location of where we held our programs. We've been offering scholarships to kids for years, but many of them don't take advantage of it because they couldn't get to the Acres. We know in the summertime, the heavy beach traffic can dissuade folks from wanting to visit us. And our ability to offer new programming has been limited because we have, at the Henlopen Acres, historic buildings. And if you want to preserve your historic buildings, you can't really change them that much. And so for us to be able to grow and to meet the needs of the community, we needed to reach out beyond Henlopen Acres.
But I think we should let folks know who have not been to the Art League before, who possibly have not heard of it, although we can't imagine, the situation that the Art League is within the town of Henlopen Acres.
Yes, the Art League was founded 77 years ago in what was a residential community founded by Colonel Wilbur Corcoran and his wife, Louise Chambers Corcoran. And they always had a vision for it to be a place for cultured people. In fact, they formed the Art League right next to where they live. And over the years, over the decades, homes were built up around that area. So the Art League is about 4 acres, right in the heart of Henlopen Acres. And so it's ability to really change and grow is hampered by that, because it's important not only to the Art League but also to the community to retain the character of the town. And so that's what I meant about growth in our historic buildings. We weren't really able to adapt them the way that we'd want to for the future. By expanding to a new location, it gives us that opportunity to do so.
How do you see this impacting tourism? Adding to it one more place folks can go?
Absolutely. It's proven that the arts are an economic driver to the community, and particularly the Rehoboth Art League has for many years been a destination for people. Our fabulous cottage tour, which is held in July, the annual fine art outdoor show, which is held in August, people plan their vacations around them. And as this community continues to draw tourists and visitors, we believe the Art League will be one other location that they can visit, not only in Henlopen Acres, but here. And I should say that one thing we learned with the annex on Rehoboth Avenue when we were there was that people who had not ever heard of the Rehoboth Art League learned about us and then went to visit our historic campus. So it really served not only as a venue for us to try some new things, but also as a bit of a marketing tool. I don't think that the events that we've traditionally done in Henlopen Acres will change their location anytime soon. Some of the character of those events is because of where they're located. However, the developers, when we talked to them about our moving here, were very excited because they're building a community and they would hope that we would be able to do some community events here as well.
The Art League has quite an extensive collection that the last time I visited was in the attic of the homestead. Is there any place here for that?
There certainly will always be an opportunity for us to exhibit works from our collection here as well as other locations. We currently loan it to some locations. For example, Senator Coon's office in D.C. has works from the Art League collection. Buena Vista has works. We would like to have exhibition space that would be dedicated to promoting the collection on a regular basis. Right now at our Henlopen Acres campus, we have created a small gallery that is has a rotation of the works from the collection. And we have recently completed a climate-controlled storage space just for the collection that will ensure that they endure for decades to come. Some of the works are nearly 100 years old because they are from artists who founded the Art League back in the 1930s, and so that includes students of Howard Pyle. In fact, because Howard Pyle's students were founders of the Rehoboth Art League, we have works of Howard Pyle in our collection, as well as other artists from the Brandywine movement, and we are continuing to collect. So it was important for us to be able to have a space that would be dedicated to preserving the collection, and then from there we continue to receive gifts that only enhance it.
Is that on the campus or is that offsite?
It's on the Henlopen Acres campus. That's actually the, we had a building that predates the 1900s, at least from photographic archives. And we call it the stables. It was probably used for many things, given that the Art League's property used to be an old farm. And it needed desperate restoration. And so we thought, why not restore the building and use it for storage, but climate control it in a way that it could also store art.
Any other plans for improvements on the main campus?
When we announced that we were moving into the space, we also unveiled that we had completed a master campus plan for the Henlopen Acres area. And the vision is to preserve the character of that campus, but continue to upgrade it and enhance it for contemporary expectations such as accessibility, climate control. And so we are now in conversations with our neighbors and folks who live in the Acres, because we want to ensure that we've tried to address a lot of their concerns, things such as having plantings in a way that somebody whose property might be next door to the Acre or to the Art League won't have to see the cars, for example, at night. So we've tried to address a lot of those concerns in our campus plan, but it's going to take us a couple of years to implement it because it includes improving the parking and stormwater drainage issues and outdoor lighting and a lot of big projects that we'll need to raise money for.
Is the state helping at all with this effort?
The state has been very instrumental. We signed in 2009 an affiliation agreement with the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs. And so Tim Slavin, who's the director, his staff has been very helpful in helping us plan and understanding, particularly on the historic preservation part, what are the parameters. And we've even had the benefit of some of their staff working with us with the collection in our gardens. And so certainly with the master campus plan, they were instrumental in advising us in some of that.
So what's next for the Art League? What would you like to see in the next 5 years, 10 years?
Well, the space here is a five-year lease, so part of our exploration will be to understand how the organization grows and evolves with the two locations. I would hope in the next 5 years we would implement the master campus plan. I think that it's very exciting to be able to take that beautiful property and enhance it so that parking is better and that we've improved the lighting and certainly for interior climate conditions so that our collection can be on exhibit on a routine basis.